GLAAD blasts Super Bowl commercials for minimal LGBTQ representation. By David Ng on February 14, 2023. The folks over at GLAAD clearly didn't have a good time watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. The organization has blasted this year's lineup of commercials for their minimal LGBTQ representation, saying brands need to do more to put LGBTQ people and issues into the mainstream conversation. In a post-game report, GLAAD also complained about the absence of intersectional representation during Fox's broadcast. It's unfortunate that LGBTQ inclusive advertising was not more prevalent during the Super Bowl this year, GLAAD president and CEO Sarah Kate Ellis said in the report. Though we saw a similar quantity of representation to 2022, there was a clear lack of intersectional representation. At a time when LGBTQ rights are being put in jeopardy through harmful legislation across the country, we call on brands to leverage the audience reach and cultural impact of an event like the Super Bowl to bring LGBTQ people and issues into the mainstream conversation. GLAAD counted only 4 commercials on Super Bowl Sunday that were LGBTQ inclusive. Rakuten's ad featuring Project Runway alum and fashion designer Christian Siriano. GM and Netflix's ad featuring Queer Eye stars Jonathan Van Ness and Antoni Porofsky. Google's Pixel ad starring Doja Cat, and the Doritos spot starring Elton John. The organization praised the NFL for hosting a GLAAD event during Super Bowl weekend and for airing a halftime commercial featuring tennis star Billie Jean King. As Breitbart News reported, GLAAD recently gave the Walt Disney Company a failing grade in its annual Hollywood LGBTQ inclusivity report card despite the fact that Disney has fully embraced transgenderism in its entertainment for children. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.